makes a difference.
Okay.
Okay, let's call the meeting to order of the airport committee. Today's date, the 20th of Thursday. Do I hear approval of the minutes? They were emailed out to you.
Motion to approve.
Recitals.
Oh, that's near the...
That's my lease.
Your lease?
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear those?
I'm going to vote on my lease?
Yeah.
I'm going to go on everybody voting on my lease.
Take a quick look. Peggy's going to be transcribing this. She's probably wondering what happened to the recorder, right?
Yeah. Speak clearly.
You sure Wanda must have done these?
Peggy was at the last meeting, wasn't she?
I know. This looks like Wanda then. It's to me.
They're nice. They're good in detail.
She's been very good in sending these out, email.
Looks good to me. Spell my name right. That's what I'm asking. Well,
that is important.
I move the minutes be accepted as written.
Second.
Second. On the favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Okay, grant update.
Ted's in a pre-construction meeting on another project, so I'll just give a brief update. AIP 20, which is the Tax 2 runway signage upgrades, that contract has been approved by the council, and so that's ongoing. AIP 20, which is some pre-design money for runway 1634, that was approved by the council, and Precision Approach will be doing that work. We also, the council approved the Connect Oregon 4 grant, which is also for runway 1634. That's half of the local match for the overall project. And a week ago Friday, we got a call from the FAA, and actually I have to say a story because it happened over the first week. Is they about a week before they called and said they had some extra money. Would you want $1 million for the runway 1634 project? So Ted says, "Oh yeah, we could do that." 2 days later, well, we got an extra $1 million. We got $2 million. Do you want that?
You have another $100,000.
Oh, okay. And then it was $4 million. And then last week, they said they have the balance, which is $8 million.
The
FAA. So we will go. It's a rush project, typical FAA rush project. But the agreement has been drafted. Should be here tomorrow. We'll go ahead and sign it. Mm-hmm. Then we'll take it to the council the following week. But they said they have to have it in prior to
before October 1st.
October 1st.
Yeah. So this year's money.
So we're
they're
not
multi-year money, yeah. But they have to be
and
that, let
that's
out
funny because I got a call from Fritz from Senator Wyden's office.
Wow.
Last week. Congratulations on your FAA grant. And I said, okay. Because he has $6 million, so I don't know where it... He said they made an announcement that it was $6 million, but now it's up to $8 million.
Now it's up to $8 million.
Can Precision Approach get this done in time?
This is a different thing. Yeah. This is for paving, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the the paving, the runway 1634.
I see.
So the schedule we're going to try to do is get the design this winter and put it out to bid next year so that we can get it constructed sometime, probably the later part of
it. So Jim, when can we expect to see diagrams and engineers' specs? When can we expect to see that stuff happen and take place?
Probably 3 to 4 months from now, because we're just doing the pre-design work now, which is trying to figure out where all the storm drain systems are and
okay.
Doing all where that kind of pre-work, and so there'll be, you know, it'll be several months before.
But it could be out for bid in the spring for early summer award.
Early summer awards, yeah. But the construction will probably start in the fall of next
Who's
year.
Who's doing the design work?
PAE, okay. Precision.
There are contractor of record out there.
Yes, they are. Okay. Yeah. So anyways, that's great news. I mean, this was actually the largest grant award and project that the airport will have, and that's you know, very credit nice. To everybody involved.
And this is just the paving portion.
No, they're going to regrade it.
But they're
and lights.
I was kind of hoping for an extended taxiway, you know, along.
That's what I brought that up to Jim. That seems like if they're narrowing the runway, is there room to put a full-length taxiway from north to south without moving the AOS hill?
Yeah, we can look at it. I mean, my gut feel is probably not. I just think they're going to move it in a little bit.
They're going to keep the center in the same place.
Yeah, but you need quite a bit of distance between the taxiway and...
That hill, you'd have to go on one side of the hill, you know, on the back side.
So there's kind of a back way around it right now, but I mean, the true way to lower the ceiling would be to have a full taxiway.
Well, it isn't. The hill's easy to move. It's just the doggone A-Wasses.
Yeah, the equipment.
Well, the VOR.
I mean, you're really only taking 50 foot off the runway, and that's only 25 on a side, so you're really only gaining 25
gaining
feet.
Enough. There's not enough there between that and the edge.
Anyway, so that's very good news. The other thing, just to let you know, that during the design process, I will be asking Ted to look at when they make it from a shed roof to a pitch roof. Essentially, you're going to be cutting down into some good fill material, and so that when they take that fill material, put it in a place on the airport that will help future development. Because it's going to be a mile long, even if it's 1 foot, that's a heck of a lot of material. So, you know, we'll be looking at taking advantage of this project to help make site development easier in the future. So anyway, it's very, very good news, and we'll keep you informed. And that's all of the updates.
Okay. Airport operations, Vince?
Well, last time I was in, we talked to Ralph had asked about the water meters over there by the box hangers. Those water meters, one box hanger does get water, and they are billed for it, and that's Paul Lawson. And the rest of them are set up and ready to go for future use, basically. If anybody wanted to pipe water to their hangar, the availability is there to do that. We also got the whole little sinkhole that was forming by the long-term parking lot. That was fixed by Vern Wild. And then not a lot else really to report. There's a couple other things I was going to talk about, but they escaped me at this time. So.
One thing you might mention is that we have switched our wildlife contractor from...
We've switched over to the USDA because they monitor that program and help us set us up with that. So we have switched to using them as the wildlife
Do we pay
management.
Them like...
It's contractual work. It's as is, basically, or as needed. So far we haven't needed them to come out to do anything, but if they do their... they have a contract for X amount of dollars up to, basically. And I think that's citywide now.
Yeah, we set it up for her, so Parks and Rec needed somebody to trap an animal. We can use them as well.
I get calls about coyotes in people's backyards.
Well, if you see a cougar, let us know.
I mean, you know, this is an issue all around the city sometimes with wildlife.
Any questions? FBO,
Okay, this is a letter. I've made a couple copies, just if you guys want to share it and pass it around. I'd like to thank Ralph for helping us draft this letter. You've already seen it. You can pass one down. This is the letter that's going to end up going to the FAA requesting a remote communications on the ground. It's taken a little bit of time. Well, the letter hasn't taken much time, but we had a list of people that we wanted to sign off on this. So it's taken a little bit of research, but we've finally gotten back from the Coast Guard down in North Bend. They're going to sign the letter before it goes in. We also have the chief pilot for AmeriFlight. We have the chief pilot for FedEx and UPS. And each one of those people will be provided with a place to sign this letter before it goes off. But I want to thank Ralph especially for helping us get the wording and all of the requests in the proper order, so it sounds good. Also, a quick note, some of you may have read some things in the paper. There has been no furniture removed from the airport. We will move on. The other request was when on our last meeting, Mark had mentioned this, and we've been working on trying to get in another rental car agency into the airport. And I can report that we're still waiting. Jim's got the letter off right now to finalize with the attorney, but Toby Murray Motors has come forward and agreed. They're really excited, and they are going to start providing rental cars at the airport. We hope to have the deal signed off by the first of the month. So, but they've agreed to bring, we're going to start with like four cars, then we'll grow out of that, but they've agreed to put brand new Camrys and brand new Priuses at the airport. They're $39 a day, unlimited miles.
Perfect.
So
it would give Enterprise some competition. They were wanting to charge $89.
We've been talking to those guys for years.
And just so I did have some other input from some other rental car people, but they just seem to drag their heels, and everybody kind of talked a whole bunch. But I'd just like to say Toby Murray actually came forward. They've been real active about helping us get the agreements drawn up. So good news for pretty much the whole city of Newport.
Let's make sure we get a good press release about that out.
Oh, absolutely. Because,
when it's finally done.
We need to give them a big thanks for doing that. And then I think other people will use that service.
Well, that's the number one. Talking with flying pilots, Mark, that's the number one problem. They're stuck here and
they want to go to the Bayfront. Use that service knowing that it's there.
Right.
Well, see, right now, once Enterprise leaves on Friday, they don't talk to anybody.
And no.
This is what's bothered some people. They get a car on Friday, they return it back to the airport Saturday, and then get a 3-day charge because they just don't want to work on the weekends. They don't want to man the office. So good solution, but I'll tell you, a lot of the car dealers, everybody talked, but Toby Murray really came through. So
and then they're going to comp you guys for maintaining some of the paperwork and collecting the revenue?
Not us, personally, the city.
Well,
one thing that they did,
the employees of the city.
The agreement that was set forth lacked a couple things. One of the things that they wanted to make sure was in writing was that the city's going to receive a 10% commission on any rentals generated out of the airport. They also wanted it put in writing that we are to do no maintenance, we are to do no washing, vacuuming of the cars. Toby Murray takes care of all maintenance and that type of stuff. Basically, we're just checking the paperwork, checking the licenses. Basically, what we do right now for Enterprise.
Jeez.
So, and the agreement that Jim has helped us work up and is going to go over, it's going to end up being a citywide concessionaire agreement so that any other rental cars, if we end up expanding things in the future, we'll have a central agreement now that basically everybody will be playing on the same field. So.
Well, this is one of the issues that was stated years ago in the Newport Development Business Plan, and I appreciate you doing that.
Okay.
It's huge. It's a big, big deal, and when the word gets out, it's going to free up a lot of people that want to bring their family to the coast, take their kids to the aquarium, go to the Bayfront,
go take a charter. They're just going to free them up to
come on the beach. They want to fly in,
yeah. And fly in and buy our fuel. So. Right. And experience our good service. So thank you very much.
All right. It's been a work in progress, but we're still checking with them every day and staying in touch with them. And I'm not letting any of these things get pushed under the carpet or anything. We're keeping it right on the carpet.
So will people be able to reserve a car ahead of time when they call Toby Murray or call you guys?
They'll call us or them. And then Toby Murray's agreed if we just grow out of this real quickly, they'll bring in more cars. And what they've thought of doing is they'll keep the cars on the rental for approximately a year. Then they'll pull them off and sell them at a wholesale, and they just think that it's a win-win for the dealership. It brings in more people into their showroom, which is, and at first I thought, hey, you want to put little Toby Murray stickers all over it? And they said, no, we're not interested in that type of stuff. We want them to be nice, clean cars. We're not interested in putting that type of
So you give them a dedicated parking space out there for the four cars and signage there?
Yes, and basically we'll have a sign, you know, this is Toby Murray rental return area.
Nice. Good job, Terry.
That's all I have for this week. We'll keep you guys informed.
Very, very good.
I do have the two things to add for the operations that I remembered. I apologize. This morning I met our BISLA rep and we got our AWAS fix. The DR-D12, which is the precipitation meter, is up and running now. So that is fixed.
I thought it hadn't rained in two months.
I know. I know.
It's all because the AWAS was broken.
This was an incredible coordination because the part had to come out of Finland and had to be shipped to Colorado, and it had to be there for an overnight to get up here this morning because the Vaisala guy was coming from Alaska going on his way down to California areas. It was just kind of one of those, this great thing, just it all fell in place, and we were there this morning at 7 a.m. and got that thing up and running. So now you can tell if it's raining sitting from the comfort of your home.
look at the window.
Yeah, or wherever you're coming from. So the AWAS is 100% accurate. Good. Now. It just got its maintenance. A few weeks before that, everything else was
the calibration.
And
the logs are in your office, station. Right?
Logs are in the office.
Still reporting way too much fog.
I think it is. Yeah.
We can do something about that.
We could. Yeah,
just a little screw on it.
It is an emergency place at the field for that reason. And normally, you know, we've had VFR conditions in 3/4 of the field.
Yes.
But the one for the AWAS, it's IFR conditions.
Maybe we should shut that fog machine off.
Yeah.
No,
I had to make
the other thing that
right pattern approach to 3/4 ones.
That's good. The one other thing that I was working on was the after hour shelter. It has Wi-Fi. It will get a phone in it as soon as we get the long distance shut off on it. I have a sign being made for two sides of it by our sign department, and they were just up measuring it, so that should be up and running before the rain hits.
If it needs to be painted or stained, our volunteer group would love to do that. Anything.
Well, whatever you got. I borrowed the pressure washer and power washed the outside of it so it's not covered with cobwebs and moss and whatever. It's been cleaned up really well, and we will get it stocked with all the vital information, the after-hours call number, emergency number, stuff like that for people who are coming in.
And maybe we can go down to the chamber and get a nice selection of some flyers. This is just more, you know, more service we're providing for our flying guys and families, and it's just wonderful.
Exactly. And the next thing was there are some of our walk-in gates that are completely, for security reasons, they're rusted out, so I'd have a call into F&W Fence, and they'll be out on the 29th to look at those when they're going to do some updating with our
Is that a requirement? Stuff. Those walk-in, those in... The personal gates?
The personal, they're not. I mean, you could just put chain up if you want. I think it's more of a convenience, and I would like to keep it as a convenience for our pilots and stuff. The one by the after-hour shelter is the first one to be fixed because the thing is rusted on the inside, basically. So.
Well, the one down by Ray Hunt's hangar is messed up, but I don't really think we should spend any money fixing that. I don't think that could be used.
That one could probably get fenced in. But the other two on the other side are also next, and I know that there are some pilots that would love to use those instead of driving in and driving around. So But those also need to be fixed because they're completely blown apart.
Right.
So they need to be fixed or fenced off.
You could spray in, get the insides there and spray in LPS 3.
The ones we're talking about, there's
they're shot. There's nothing left.
There is no,
the newer ones.
Oh, the newer ones, yeah. No, well, they'll be properly maintained once they're put in. So that was...
According to Ralph, it works well, so...
Yeah, he talked to me about his corrosion test with that.
LPS 3 is pretty heavy duty stuff. I don't put that on. It's the chain lithium.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's great stuff. Great anti corrosion stuff.
But anyway. So that was the three things that I had.
You're thinking that you're going to be able to get a rental car agreement, hopefully, and maybe we would be able to put a sign up by our sign that rental cars are available. Maybe something, just a small
rental car provided by Toby Marie.
Out on 101?
Yeah, 101. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Is Enterprise still doing it, too?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But only on their hours.
The cars
have
aren't
both
there,
signs,
though.
If you're going to have signs there, you have to have both.
Well, they have to call. The cars aren't there, are they?
No.
You have to call them up.
Yes.
Well, Toby Murray.
Or they come and pick you up.
I think that'd be great.
You can say generic. You know, I don't know if you want, but Toby
rental car is available.
Rental car is available.
Rental car available, yes. Yeah, good idea.
Out in the main sign?
Yeah.
Any other questions?
It just compounds being the friendliest, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, projects?
No.
Nothing. Any comments from the committee? Mark?
I talked to Ted at the last meeting. I wanted to report I'm still going to pound everybody about getting water and sewer to the airport. And he was going to check with the Public Works Director and get back to me. But Ted's pretty occupied. I'm still waiting for a report on that.
It gets discussed every time we talk about South Beach urban renewal and infrastructure needs.
As long as it's being discussed.
And development, it gets talked about over and over and over again. It's high on everybody's lists on our goals. So.
I had a little bit of information there. I was able to get a local contractor out and look at it, and he actually came up with the price of rust, so you get a rough estimate per foot price, and you have to multiply how many feet you have. So
it's going down to 50th this fall.
Oh, it really?
Yeah, they're going to go to 50th, right? And that contract's been issued, so they're going to start working. So it's going to get as far as 50th.
Well, you have
closer. It's closer and closer.
Actually, have sewer at 50th. Water and sewer goes to the water plant. So that's not the issue. It's getting from the lot in Emory's property, basically.
Yeah, but you know the sizing is everything getting done. So
well, thanks for the report. I appreciate that.
Also, but it does get mentioned regularly.
Good.
Yeah.
It's just important for the development of the airport.
Oh, absolutely.
Also, we were going to talk about, there's a lot of the big box hangars that are in really, really bad shape. Mm-hmm. There are Hubbles, blackberry bushes everywhere, Big Bird holes in the hangars. They're contractually obligated to maintain their hangars. It's denigrating the airport, denigrating those of us who do take pride in our rental property with the city, and I would like to follow up on that. We were supposed to see a letter that's going to be sent out to those hangar owners.
Okay. Peggy went out there, I know. And
Peggy went out and went through them all, I think.
Take some pictures.
Yeah.
And I'd like a follow-up on that.
Okay.
They're getting really, really bad. And it's a bad image on the airport as a whole.
Those are maintained by each individual.
That's correct.
Yes. By the owners.
But again, they're contractually obligated
to
maintain the exterior to a certain standard.
Kind of like being in a homeowner association.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, we talked at one point, I mean, is it okay for us as just the airport employees to go put a piece of wood over the hole just to stop?
I wouldn't.
But
because
but
then you guys are...
then that's exactly right. We were basically kind of holding off till we got some direction on this.
We did step up some of wildlife controlling over there as far as bird hazing and bird removal. So
yeah,
I haven't seen a lot of, we did put the bird cage out over there. Somebody was kept opening it though. I don't know, I had it all closed up. And someone kept going over there and opening it
and releasing the birds all
out.
The birds.
So no,
it happened every day.
I speculate who it was, but that's beside the point. But so it was just
what birds are they?
They're starlings and swallows.
The starlings are the ones that
starlings are the problem. Swallows go away, they grow weird.
So they still do poke holes. We still
have
they were open in the cage and let them all go.
Great.
So
every day
we tried.
We did a trail cam.
I moved it, and then we went to, on top of that, we were using our hazing technique, lighting off some pyrotechnics, kind of keep them on the wing, hazed out of there, not like it's a restful area. And I haven't seen a whole lot of as much activity over there in that area. So we've been
probably leaving for the...
They're leaving
the winter vacation. Well, it's the starlings that will actually go in and start poking holes.
Yeah,
we've been making
some of those holes were made by Triropton.
That too.
So, I mean, I think now would be the best time to send out a letter, because they would be able to, fix up without having any issues with birds in that area. So, but I will have to check in with that. Talk more with Jim.
We'll pull it out and look at the letter we got.
I brought this up to Terry yesterday, just a couple random ideas. One airport I was at, we went down to the high school art department, and we said, would you like to paint a mural on the back of a hangar? And they jumped at the opportunity. It actually never got done for reasons that have nothing to do with anything, but it's just something that we could consider as a little kind of art project, go to the community college and or Newport or Walport High School or something and say, hey, because where else, kind of like on Bay Boulevard, mm-hmm. where else do you get a 50-foot wide mural that you can work with? Probably the best location happens to be the five box hangars that are along the fence line there as you drive in, which of course are private, but nevertheless, I know one of the owners would go for it, and you could probably
Ray Hunt.
But anyway,
funny.
No mine. But anyway, it's just an idea. Maybe we buy the paint, or maybe they buy the paint, but it's just something might create a little project there of interest, and that would require, of course, contacting the. Basically, probably whoever runs the art department at the schools. The other idea, even a little further out, but it wouldn't cost us anything, and I preface this by not knowing whether it takes an act of Congress or a phone call, but it's somewhere probably in between. And that is, we have a customs guy here. I think he lives here. I don't know.
For on call.
He gave a presentation at the police volunteers.
Yeah. Yes. And they have a truck there and they keep it down at Port Dock 7. And I'm thinking, what would it take to make our airport an international airport? And the only thing that's required to call yourself international is to have customs service and on call customs service. So since the guy's already here in town because of the boats, I don't know what it takes. It could be something simple.
Right now, also have port. To have a flight
Newport International Airport.
No, there's places. I'll give you an example. Port Townsend, Washington, which has a grass runway, for years has carried the designation International Airport. And the reason is because they're in Port Townsend, same thing as Newport. They got a customs guy there because of the boats.
Wouldn't that be cool?
And all you have to do is call them. And occasionally we do have people that are on their way to and from Canada.
Yeah, we'd have to change the designator to Newport International.
Yeah, and you go in the airport flight director, and I'm sure the FAA doesn't care. But that's what the definition of international is.
Well, when Dave Miller gives the weather in the morning, always refers to Newport International.
And they probably would paint a box out there on the ramp somewhere.
Yeah,
where you got to park while you wait for the customs guy, and that's probably all it would take. But like I say,
might not cost anything.
Like I say, it might be a phone call.
He's got
it might
too much time on his hands.
He has an office at the port, of course. Yeah, he inspects vessels and whatever.
And he'd be where you start. Just call him up, and he probably know the answer.
What a great idea.
But I've noticed just sitting there, just got from Vancouver and so forth.
Is that somebody who would like to come and talk to us very briefly about security at airports or something of this nature, and therefore follow up with something like this?
I could give him a phone call.
Well, it would be talking to the customer.
That would be the first place to start.
Yeah. TSA is a big program.
No, I was just thinking of security and things as
but that'd be TSA, not.
Yeah. Not a customer. They were visited by the FBI not too long ago. Oh. They came out and you knew something was going on because this really tall, good-looking guy in a suit walking to the airport. He
Men in black.
His badge and he was. The FBI, and he was basically going to all airports in the state of Oregon talking about safety issues. And Newport at the time, you know, we had everything locked, all the gates were closed, and he looked around and it was kind of quiet. And he says, looks like things are good here,
that's
and
good
here's
thing.
My card. And if you see any activity around the airport that disturbs you, you know, please call us. And, nice. And that was the last time we've heard from him. So, but they have been out to the airport.
I think it'd be cool.
By the way, the only other thing for those of you who don't know, there's two more hangers, box hangers went up for sale. Ray Hunt, as he mentioned, put his up for sale because I think he's moving over to the Valley, and he sold his helicopter.
He sold his Bell? Mm-hmm.
Yes, he did, but I understand he wants to buy a Robinson R-44. But I understand he's opening another hardware store over in Albany, and he's going to move over there or something. I don't know all those family history, but anyway, that he's got his for sale, and as of this morning, Dennis Reno put a sign on his hangar.
Boy, that's what, four of those down there?
Well, three, I think. That one's been for sale next to you for a long time.
We did call the realtor also, and the realtor dropped off flyers up at the FBO for us. So
a couple yesterday come in and were interested.
Anybody interested in any hangars, you guys can send them down to the airport. We have
a list there.
Yep, yeah. We have a list, and we're trying to keep all, you know, so that people can access the stuff. So.
Well, you know, you said a realtor dropped off to you?
Yes.
Okay, well, it would be nice. Have the, maybe they know about it, but other realtors in town, when they get people that can afford airplanes and let them know their hangars available. So,
okay.
You know, make, just contact a few of the major, there are about four or five in real estate agents, you know, or, I mean, offices.
Okay.
They do a lot of work.
Well, are they listed with multiple listing? They probably would know.
Not normally.
Ray has the only Ray.
Yeah. Ray's got an airmobility sign on you.
The rest of them are just by Fisbo.
Yeah.
Fisbo, okay. Yeah.
There is an online service, I forget the name of it, but we used it in Virginia, you know, like hangars for rent or something like that. So it's national listing for airport hangars.
Are there still empty T hangars out there for the city?
I don't think T hangars are.
No, T hangars are full with a waiting list.
That was the last one they get.
Yeah, waiting list is good.
Waiting list.
We have somewhere to put them.
Yeah, we've actually started a file inside the FBO. I guess in the past the waiting list has kind of been hard to locate. We've actually come up with a file, and it's an official.
Would it be prudent to have these people on a waiting list call the hangar owners that are for sale and try to strike a deal so we could get some kind of transaction with some of these hangars fixed?
The hangar owners, the names of the people who are on the waiting list right away.
Mm-hmm. At least we could get these people on field and get their aircraft on field and.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have a waiting list. Also established so that somebody in maybe when the economy turns around a little more, unless the FAA were to change their mind and get smart, they would allow to build hangars. You know, but so far they're not going to until something changes, so we have to rely upon probably private people to build hangars. And so if the guy sees there's a waiting list, they're more likely to want to spec some.
Get into the other stuff. Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, Doug.
Nothing specific.
Sure. Nothing.
Speaking of T-hangers, we do have room for much more T-hangers up on top of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
12, 13 more.
We've actually looked at. There's a spot right across from the T-hanger 10 right now, down by yours. But there's some folks who are requesting a place to pull the plane off and park underneath the wing. And Lance and I went out and looked at a small little piece of the grass right there, and there's a real ideal place for us, if we ever want to talk about it in the future, to put two or three campsites.
Fly-in camp?
It's at an area where there's already an outhouse that's there. there's already a hose bib that's sitting there, which is the basic two things that are required, you know, just to have a little camp out. So some people ask about it, and I, it's something that we'll, Lance and I will keep looking into, but
nice idea.
As things get going for next year, it'd be something that we want to talk about in the spring and get it out there.
What's that runway just up north in Oregon? It's designed for right on the beach, and it's designed
on Nehalem Bay.
Yeah, Nehalem Bay. It's designed for pilots to come in and camp for a weekend.
Well, we're going to take a look at, right there, I think.
Right.
Yeah, we want to take a look at a couple things so we have a good idea. But after going around the airport, it's an ideal location. There's a taxiway right to it. It's flat, developed ground that's been graveled and rocked. So it's not a sinking or a mud hole type of thing. And so there is a toilet and water.
Where is it relative to my?
It's actually directly across from the asphalt, right there from Thomas's hangar on the backside.
So right in front opposite of yours, our openings.
Yes, opposite your openings, okay. Straight across from there. That was just an idea. So any other pilot input from you guys out there, we'll certainly go take a look at it. But it's come up a couple times, and we went out and looked at it and thought, you know, this is an ideal place. So we'll keep it on the front burner, and as the winter goes through, we'll keep it.
$20 a night.
Yeah.
And your hose bib is fixed.
Notice that. Thank you. How many are on the waiting list?
Three right now.
You could put a little sign out there for your bed and breakfast, because people get tired of sleeping outside. Yeah.
Tired of the grass comes the tiny mud. Yeah.
North wind too much for you?
Yeah. That's about it.
What are the future plans for potentially moving the fuel farm?
Well, that was all sort of put on hold when Tillamook kind of backed off. I know there were future plans, and there were some plans on just moving that thing to the other side of the field. I haven't heard much about it since then, to be honest with you. So
you don't need to move it at this point, is it?
No, but I mean, the old story is, I mean, here they came up with $8 million. Who would have thought? But I mean, there's things that, you know, figure out where it would be better to have it. Mm-hmm. That area sooner or later,
it's going to have field was where we were going to put it, but there was a lot of design input that we would have to do, because ours are kind of grandfathered in, so you'd have to get new up to date
spill tanks.
You'd have to put in spill tanks, moving stuff. I mean, there's a lot that you would have to put into the design and moving it, so that's why
it's a lot of money.
You know, yeah, that we're hoping to get it moved when Tillamook does come down, but that would probably be a future endeavor as well. There have to be a bunch of design for it, because you have to be able to contain, basically, you're building a cement pool that is roofed, and there's like 3 feet below it, and you have to be able to contain as much fuel as you're sitting there. So if you got 2 to 10,000 gallon tanks there, if they both spill, you have to have an area large enough to hold that 20,000 gallons.
Right, but I'm agreeing that we wouldn't be the first person that's done that. We probably have it pretty much already done design, as long as you got flat ground. So you wouldn't design the scratch.
Which makes you think it might be a good idea to have a few shovel-ready projects for possible money, especially end-of-year fiscal monies that might come about.
Well, that would be
not just the big ones, but smaller ones.
You would want to increase the capacity too, wouldn't you?
That's their problem. You can't order a full vessel right now.
Yeah. You'd want to be able to increase capacity at the same time.
But add auto fuel
front.
Unleaded, like we have in Lebanon.
Well, some people fly.
Some people have carbureted engines. Yeah.
Don't they?
Yes, they do.
Okay, before. My understanding is that fuel farms would not be an FAA type of project or not eligible for FAA funds, because it's a business on an airfield as opposed to fixing a runway or something.
True.
But there could be, EDA funds or some other kind of funds out there. So
they
the concept is right to have an idea ready for it in case something happens.
Sometimes, you know, EPA says, well, you don't like this thing you got, so we're going to make force to do it, and the government's got to pay for it, you know, so as long as you get something. Yeah.
Most rules change remediation. But as Mark said, you know, having projects ready, so when they call up, and we were super, super lucky back where I came from. When Obama came out with his stimulus funds.
Yep, they were looking for shovel-ready
projects. And
that
shovel-ready projects. In the city of Ocean City, the only project that got approved was we got the whole airport repaved with new drainage system.
Nice. Wow. Because you were ready.
We were ready.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, you know, that was kind of a miracle. But, you know, miracles do happen. And that's why, you know, you want to have these projects lined up. You know, the $1 one and the $5 one and the $10 one. And $1 million one, you know.
So I think we're doing a better job of that. So that's, we're doing a much better job of that citywide, because we know that you've got to have stuff ready. Well, you never know when dollars come.
Same thing too. When I was sitting in a meeting with Mark and Jim and all that about the ODOT, discovered they had $22 million they had to spend rapidly, and they did the paving project and they weren't aware of the potential inlet we needed for if Tillamook came. So if that was another identified area that you never know what they could use it for. If they're in a big hurry, they'll take whatever they've got. So these are just things.
Yeah, they're going to pave north of town for quite a ways because they've got money in.
Okay, before we adjourn, I have a couple comments. One is, I think it's been very productive. I don't know how many times you've talked about telephones out there, that's been done. Talk about the courtesy cars or rentals, that's been done. Talk about the water line going south, and that was mentioned today. AWOS was mentioned. Of course, Jim coming up with the grants and what have you, I think it's been very productive today, plus some of the other comments that you're working on. And Terry Lentz, I think you did excellent again today, and we want to thank you for being here and answering the questions as they come up, because you had a question about the water out there, the boxes or something, and you took care of that.
Extra water,
and that was done within the last month or so. So I think it's been very, very productive.
You're doing a great job. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other comments before we adjourn?
I still would love to see an air show, an air fly-in event of some sort.
We're working on
something more than
next spring or summer.
Well, what we're waiting on is we're going to try to line it up, but I think the last time I was here with Gene, we were waiting on the state to decide what month they were going to have the National Aviation Month.
I've been talking to that guy down in San Diego.
But we don't want to overload it. We want to have it for a great week.
Conflict.
We were thinking
maybe,
you know, September, October are good fly months.
Right.
And so we were going to kind of have, you know, hey, the kids are back in school. Yes. Why don't you guys just come on down type thing. Is what,
maybe October would be a better
fly in, you know, fly in fish bake or fly in clam bake or something. We were going to, but we've been working on that.
It would be really great. And don't forget that there, if you're participating and having a new event like that, there are marketing dollars available for that. Mm-hmm. From Destination Newport.
Or the Fisherman's Wives Association would eat something up like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flying fish.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Yeah,
we're working on that.
We've actually been putting some stuff on Facebook about showing some.
So you could do chartering, you could do camping, you could have camping more, you know, temporary camping and all kinds of
things. Yeah, see when the fish season, Terry knows when it opens up, you know.
Yeah.
September fishing.
Yeah. Well, actually, tomorrow is the last day of clipped fish in the ocean. They've allowed us 1,200 fish. So the week before, I was able to bring about almost 50 crab out to the airport.
Thank you for that.
To
idea.
Throw in.
Well, I think that the, you know, the charter fisher, the charter boats would love to have some kind of an event like that where they could really get your folks in.
On the private side, the Saturday barbecues are still growing every Saturday. You guys participate, allow us. You know, hopefully we're cleaning it up and not being too disturbing. That's a big deal. We're just getting out, and on nice weather, we see new faces all the time. People are actually curious about Newport. How can we get our friends? You and I have been working on this guy over in Aurora.
Yeah.
It's going very well, and it's a big, big deal. I look forward to it on Saturday.
With the size of the Saturday barbecue going on, we're going to need to look at doing something with that deck area as far as maybe getting rid of it and putting up a nice shelter area or expanding it out or something, because it is I would say we're growing out. If you have, you know, that is an exit, and we're actually growing out of the room where people, if there was an issue exiting out of there, you got 20 people standing back there waiting for hamburgers, which is great.
Clubs of people that fly together from place to place, would it work to offer them a
picnic area or something?
No, or just say we'll put a barbecue on for you. You bring 10 planes, 15 planes in, we'll have a private barbecue
poker
for
runs.
You.
Yeah. Poker runs do that. Yeah. You know, you guys land,
I'm just wondering, you know, out, rather than just the drop-in thing, but actually have a way where people could say, hey, I can bring all my buddies back and we can have our own private barbecue.
A lot of it's word of mouth, Mark. A lot of it's been word of mouth. And now on the poker runs, which is groups of 7, 8, 9, 15 planes, they're stopping in Newport on Saturdays, so they can be a part of that barbecue for about their $6 and $5, and they have a great time.
Well, last year, the airport committee, or the pilots association that does put on the barbecues, their funds had grown to a point where they said, talk to us. We may be able to provide the funding to build the shelter without pulling any money out of the city.
Through volunteers and
volunteers. So, something we've, Lance and I have been talking about all the time. So,
well, even a 10 by 12 foot overhang there would be good.
Well, we looked at down at the place next to the Embarcadero. They've got an outdoor seating area, and it's wood halfway with glass up above, and it gives them a place out of the wind. Because even on nice sunny days, that wind comes around the corner out there, and it's cold out there in the grass. And so all you do is get out of the wind, and the temperature goes up, and it's nice and comfortable. So this was offered last year, something that we'd like to keep on the front burner and get you guys going. And
even the heritage sign that you were talking about, we got that giant piece of granite sitting in the back just waiting for somebody to...
Speaking of signs, I was given a project a couple months ago about bringing approved sign, airport logo sign with airplanes on it. Is that installed? Has that been tabled?
I think the temporary sign was so good that they
I sure don't like the temporary sign though.
Yeah, I think we could do better.
It looks temporary. It doesn't look official at all.
I brought in the logo and we tapped it and tweaked it.
If you're looking at doing like a heritage sign, you know, I think I showed you pictures of it, but there is a granite rock that is larger than the ATV that we have there. So think of something that's an ATV. If we can get somebody to move it, which they can, just set it up on the hill there and have maybe an artist come in and do some carving on it that says, you know, Newport International Airport or something with an airplane on it, and then maybe make it look, you know, like it says the Welcome to Newport where it has that flower garden. Have that granite rock, remove that blue sign, and then just have the same type of base right in front of that granite rock with the same type of garden on that hill. But that might be something to do. Anyways, that it's there, it needs to be followed up
with. I wish we'd also have somebody smooth that and polish that. And
well, they would just need to do one side.
Yeah. Kelly Barker, do you know Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
He'll do it.
Especially is it on a really donation granite? Where you recognize the artist, they get some Kelly would kind do of it. Recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, anything else?
Just one maintenance question I've got about the pumps. The reel on the pump and the grounding wire. Got a lot of corrosion.
Needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the oldest ones out there. I have one by one. They're fairly expensive.
Yeah.
But we're at the point where they just can't be repaired anymore. So one by one, I've replaced every one of them out there. That's one of the last ones, and I
just replaced the filter vessel on it. If you notice, it's all nice and white, but the old one, it was almost rusting all the way through.
So one of the things that happened with the FAA inspection, they questioned me on having a meter that was calibrated, and if I'm actually taking an ohms, you know, where's my calibration? So we did go out this month and purchase a Fluke meter that was sent off and came back with its calibration papers. We now have those in file with the record. But we went out and did an inspection, especially after this plane that went down in Toledo. As you guys know, it shut down the fuel supply for a day, but there was no issues with our fuel, and it was returned to service right away. But that reel, it's on my list.
It is.
All right.
Well, and if you notice the piping coming out and down that's all been just recently replaced with stainless steel. We had to get that replaced too.
Right.
So we are
good.
Working on
piece
it.
Piece by piece.
Yeah, it's a piece by piece project. We have the rest of the stainless steel to do the rest of the piping. We don't have the reel in yet.
Okay.
So. And let's get it. You're right. That's
but think about the motorized reel and the retraction on the grounding cable.
Yeah, those grounding cables.
I mean, that's the way
reels,
they are. But
yeah, they're $450 a whack.
Well,
yeah.
I guess the question I would have is. Well, maybe it has to be grounded. What's it grounded to? The ground?
The ground.
Yeah.
Well, then why do you not place the reel closer to where the plane is instead of near way back to the fuel farm is?
Well, that was
because it's got a metal base that it has to attach to. It has to have a grounding point. Metal base that the reel attaches to.
Yeah, well, put the metal base closer. You don't have to drag that thing 20, 30 feet up.
I say we just use it the way it is. And
The new reels are really nice, guys. We put them on the fuel trucks. They're simple to operate. They're also guaranteed, and they can be rebuilt. They are a little pricey on the initial cost, but boy, are they nice to use. They stay in place. You give them a snap, they reel in. You can let go of them, and they won't hurt by going in. You know, won't destroy it. So there are two more that need to be replaced. One is down at the fuel farm on the jet side, and the other one is at the self-serve. So those you can expect those.
We have had them on our list for quite a while, so we're getting around to it now.
But we'll put it
slowly.
We'll put a highlight by that.
Okay. Buy more fuel, and they'll have more money to replace.
Yeah,
there you go. We'll sell more fuel.
Don't use
more
fuel part. Just pay the price for it, and we'll.
Okay, gentlemen. So Jim, get out of here. We're going to adjourn. They're very productive.
Terry,
Lance, thank you.
Thank you. So that shouldn't be too hard.
So they have to put a repeater then?
Okay, Terry, now that the recorder's off.